Leslie Cleaners.
Hi, turn to Atlanta, please.
Who's calling?
This is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
Do you know Dennis from Bank of Cardiff? I didn't hear the phone ring. Hello?
Hello, Atlanta.
Speaking.
Hey, how's it going? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, Dennis. How can I be of service?
Hi, you might remember me. We spoke actually last year in June.
Oh, my God. You expect me to remember that at my age?
It was a while ago. But just checking in with you. At that time, you were looking for a working capital program for your company. And
yeah, but you guys have too much short loan. I don't take short loans. Can't do anything with my kind of business with short loans.
Well, it depends, too. I mean, we've actually got some up to 3 years at this point, but would it be just for working capital, for equipment, or?
A little bit of everything.
Okay. Well, we can go up to 5 years on equipment, and you know, I have seen up to 3 years on working capital. But it just really depends. You know, I can't guarantee that until I see you. That's another tough one. I mean, I had someone recently just qualify for a 3.7. Another gentleman that was a startup company that qualified for an 8.7. So, I mean, it's...
How much?
It's, for a startup company, it was 18.7.
How much? 8.7?
18.7.
Oh, hell no.
Right. Well, that was for a startup company.
I can get a credit card that's that, love. And I'm sure the one that qualified for 2.something is someone that won in a billion.
No, not really. I mean, it was a 35-year-old company. They had, I think, 15 employees. Just had really good business credit and personal credit. I mean, as far as the rate goes, there's factors that they look at. So it's there's no set rate for any bank, really.
I have right now, I'm trying to get a judgment off of my credit. But my credit is good. My credit score, I think, is 740 or 750. But I'm trying to figure out if I should pay that son of a gun or if I shouldn't.
Well, we actually look past that. I mean, we have a lot of business owners that have stuff like that happen.
But then you look past that and you hit me with an 18%, Dennis. Does it make sense for me to butter you?
18% was a business that was started a week ago. It was a startup company. They weren't established at all.
A long time. What is your qualification? What do you need? I'm listening to you because I'm hot and I'm sitting in the air condition.
It is hot out. I know. We're actually down in San Diego. It's hot down here, too.
It's killing me here in L.A.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
My business is in... Yeah, so
it's probably in the high 80s there, huh?
Try 95.
No, jeez, no, thank you.
Yeah.
But
dry cleaner, so just add 15 to 20 degrees more.
Oh yeah, I can imagine. I feel for you guys. But you know, qualifications, it just depends. If you're looking for equipment, they look at a quote from the vendor or seller. It can be used equipment. They look at 3 months of bank statements, just the first page to see the cash flow. As long as it's under 150,000. And an application, so it's very minimal as far as that goes. If you're looking working capital, sorry, go ahead.
5 years to pay it off.
Typically, yes. I mean, most of the approvals I receive for equipment is going to be 5 years.
Okay.
So I usually show you a few options. If you prefer a shorter term, like 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, you can go that route. But you know, 5 years is usually the maximum.
Let's assume I take $75,000 from you.
Okay.
What is your, let's say, interest rate on equipment?
On equipment, I mean, if you say you have a good credit and you've been established for a while, I'd say probably around 5%. You know, in that ballpark.
Okay. All right.
But, all right. You know, so unfortunately, I'm not the one that makes that decision. It's has to be underwritten.
Yeah, but you have, of course. I've taken credit before. If you check, you would see that I have a loan that I took with U.S. Bank, and it was going to be finished in July next year.
Okay.
So, you know, but...
I actually do see that. It was taken back in 2007 of 2012.
Are you seeing it?
Yeah, it's a UCC filing, it looks like, that was filed back in July of 2012. So it's probably a three-year... Or no, it must have been more than that. It must have been a five-year.
Five-year loan.
Yep.
Yeah, I paid him $961 a month. And that was 6-point-something%, right?
How much did you say, 961 a month?
Yeah.
And how much was the equipment cost, do you remember?
I borrowed 55,000 from them.
55. That sounds actually around that. It sounds about like that, you know, around that much.
Yeah.
Maybe even a little bit less.
Yeah, they're pretty good with me.
Yeah, it's not a bad rate at all. That's really competitive for today's market.
Yeah, but I didn't have that dumb guy put that on my credit. And I don't want to run my credit and then you guys deny me, then I have a next inquiry on my credit. No. My credit is very important to me, Dennis. More than you would know.
Well, everyone, I hope everyone thinks it's important.
So, yeah, I don't mind doing it, but I don't want you to run my credit. If you can do it without that, then I will think about it. But if you have to, then, you know.
We can do it on the business, but usually they'll require a lot of financials. They'll want to look at, you know, 2 years of business taxes, 2 years of personal taxes, 6 months of bank statements. You know, they really look at the company a lot more.
Yeah.
But an inquiry, I mean, usually only is 1 point. And obviously, if you pay that back on time and even pay it off early, it just increases your score. But yeah, I usually recommend. I mean, I've done loans when it's called corporation only. They just do it on the corporation. But
right, it is a corporation. But as I said, I have a judgment. I don't think your bank will go for it. I need to do. They're gonna want to hit me with a big ass interest. No, no, Dennis.
Not necessarily. To be honest with you. I mean, it depends what kind of a judgment is it. Is it like medical or is it, do you know?
It was a credit card that I, many years ago, maybe about 15 years ago, maybe even more, that that's when the business was new and was going into different transaction or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I put everything with Credit Care, I forget what the name of the credit company. And they refused to go in because they didn't want to stop the interest. So I said, to hell with you, you know. And I had to pay back every month. I think it was $2,500 every month. It wasn't a big loan. It was for 3 years. I think I did owe in all about $60,000. I paid everybody. And then I get back on my feet. And then this come to hunt me after. If you think I'm lying, you know that I wouldn't have gotten a loan if they didn't see that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, that's frustrating.
Yeah, your shit always come to hunt you back.
That's right.
You can't get
what you do now will affect you down the road, that's for sure.
Oh, you better know it, Dennis. Yeah, so, you know, it don't make sense because you do it, they're going to charge me too much and then they run my credit. You know what I'm saying?
I understand your concern. I have seen a lot of approvals with people in your same scenario. And
but not with a judgment, trust me. Because go ahead.
How big is it? Is it large?
No, it's it's 9,000, so they save it interest and all shit. But if I pay them 6,000, it can be cleaned up.
Gotcha. That's not anything big at all. I mean, we have our cutoff is about $250,000 for a tax lien, for example. So a $9,000 judgment, we'll probably. I mean, you have a good explanation, and that's that. So
yeah, well, that's my explanation that I just gave to you.
No, I mean, that's a good explanation, so that's usually what they'll look at.
So, if you think I can get it, but if you think it's gonna harm me, then we don't want to go there.
How much is the equipment? You said the equipment is going to be around $75,000 is the equipment, or you're just looking for a...
Well, if I'm going to go, I'm getting rid of my dry cleaning machine, so I want to make the whole place a wet cleaning system. So it's gonna cost some money to do that.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I was even gonna to decide to take out a mortgage on my house. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's $75,000 is quite a bit. I mean, between me and any other bank, it's going to be something that, you know, if you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it. It's I think that we're gonna, obviously I'm biased, I work here, but
think, Dennis? Don't give me no chit-chat. Just tell me what you think. All I ask is your honest opinion.
I think, being based off what you've told me and how you've been paying back this loan with U.S. Bank, that you would get an approval. As far as that goes, you know, obviously, that judgment with a good explanation, they could overlook it, absolutely. They might actually ding you and say, you know, there is a judgment, and they're going to go from a 5% to a 7% rate.
Okay, well, I have a customer right now, so I can't chat. Call me back in 10 minutes.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, bye.
Okay, we'll do. Bye-bye.